Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody out there? It is 9 o'clock. If you are in the west, and it is 11 o'clock if you're in the south, and it is 12:01 if you are on the east coast. I am your hostess, Sugarlicious Me, aka Sugar, aka Sugar Doodle, aka Sugar Wugga, among many other names. How is everyone doing? 8 days until 2016, meaning that we are 8 days in. Isn't that just fantastic? Can't believe it. 8 days. 8 days and already bullshit. But hey, what can you say? My show was going to be an hour. The husband of mine made me some chicken wings, and they should be ready pretty soon. So I'm only going to make this a 30-minute gig. Hey, what can I say? Anyway, I'm in a really good mood. My show today is New Me, New Bullshit. Yes, yes, yes. New Year, New Me, New Bullshit. Now, all of you know exactly what I'm talking about. So before you start going, what are you talking about? You know what I'm talking about. Everybody at this time of the year actually makes New Year's resolutions on the 31st and on the 1st. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. We're going to make these changes. It's a new year. Let's make some changes. Now, let me tell you, the only thing I said I would do beginning of 2016, and I have already not done that, is I promised myself I was going to start eating better and doing better. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start being a better person, start taking care of me, you know, just going to do the things that's right for myself. Yeah, right. That I said on the 31st, before midnight. By that morning, at 7 o'clock a.m., I was already off the resolution and doing the same old shit I was doing the year prior. Now, the fact of the matter is, I think we all know, is that I honestly think people really want to do it. They see the new year as being, you know, an opportunity of making a change with yourself. So you go, you know what? This is something I'm going to do for me. For me. Yeah. I'm going to just stop smoking. I'm going to stop. I'm going to start a diet, start, you know, regimen of losing weight, exercising, finding a new job, continuing my education, get rid of that no-good-ass motherfucker I've been living with for years and years and years, get rid of that hoish-ass wife that I have. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play Second Life a little bit less, go out a little bit more, and we all know that we may have those thoughts. We may have those intentions, and we may honestly have those goals, but I say, and I'm not excluding myself from this because I know I'm guilty of it, I say at least, and I may be going a little bit high, I say at least 85 to 90% of people who say they're going to make a New Year's resolution just does not change. It really doesn't. To the point now it's becoming a joke and a cliche that, oh, new year, new me, and new bullshit is basically what it is. I had one friend of mine who said, oh, yeah, I'm going to start now because you know what? Last year, about the same time, I told myself that I was going to do some big change. Now, this is not me to start her talking. I promised myself I was going to do some big changes, and I'm going to do it, Sam. I really, 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 really am. I'm like, okay, saying to myself, bitch, no, you not. We all know you not going to change, but hey, you know, let her live in her fantasy. You know what I'm saying? Because each of us has a fantasy of doing something different. We do, because I honestly want it. You know, my whole thing was that as soon as New Year came about, there were so many changes I wanted to make, and I really, really had jotted down all these changes. And before the year was up, seriously, before 2015, before the clock struck 12 midnight to bring us January the 1st, 2016, I just ripped it up because I knew in my heart of hearts that I'm lying to myself, because I never shared what my New Year's resolution was going to be to my family, my friends, my Facebook family on both sides, my real life Facebook or my SL Facebook. You know, I never shared those, you know, those changes or those resolutions I was going to make. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm lying to myself, because I know good and well that most of these things I'm not going to change, because even though I want the mindset of doing it, just the whole, oh my goodness, the whole thought of changing and doing other things just honestly just wore me out. I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm not going to do it. Only thing I'm going to do is really be better and kinder to myself. You know, and that's basically the only thing you can do, because when you sit there and say you're going to diet, you're going to lose weight, you're going to save money, you're going to stop drinking, you're going to stop smoking, you know, you're going to be a better person. You're going to stop lying. You're going to stop cheating. You're going to leave this person that's been treating like shit forever and ever and ever. The truth of the matter is that you're saying it, but deep down in your heart, you don't want to make that change, because to make a change and to step forward takes work. You know, let's admit it. It takes work. It takes work to change. It takes work to stop smoking. It takes work to stop drinking, stop eating, exercising, find a new job, education, getting rid of a person. It even takes work getting rid of a person. It does. And there's so much, I think, that's on our plates, that's in our lives, that we honestly do not want to even make one step towards making a change. Deep down inside, we want to make that change. But the fact of the matter is, it's so much to do that you're already worn out before you even done it. And even though you may make the change, you know, you say, okay, I'm going to start exercising, and come that next day, because you know the first you ain't doing shit because you're too drunk. So let's say on January the 3rd, you've made your decision, I'm going to really start exercising today. And you start exercising that day. And then February the 3rd, you forgot what exercising is. Or on January the 4th, you forgot, you know, that you said you were going to stop smoking. The fact of the matter is, there is so much that we want to change within ourselves, and we want to make ourselves better people. That's the whole thing of change. You want to change for the better. Nobody ever sits there, unless you're a psychopathic, you know, psychopathio, dumb, craze, nutcase. Nobody wants to say, okay, I'm going to make a change for the worse. I'm going to just be as, you know, worse than what I was the year before. I want less money. I want to be dumber. Let me see if I can get rid of some of this education I already have. You know, nobody wants to make, you know, make those decisions come into the new year. But the fact of the matter is that it's just a lot of hard work to progress. It really, really is. I was looking over my Facebook, I think it was like a couple of days ago, and I was looking to see how many people that was in my life then that are not in my life now. And I was thinking, you know, that's not something that I wanted to change going forward in 2016. I didn't want to lose friends or lose family members or lose trust or, you know, have my whole God, what am I trying to say? Have my whole, you know, people that I know and are close to me kind of push back. That's not what I wanted on 2016, but it's happened. You know, people that I was really close to, January the 1st, 2015. Here it is, January the 8th, 2016, and I barely deal with them, barely talk to them, even, you know, even casual conversation is no longer there. And that's a change that I wish that didn't have to happen. Because as much as I want to change myself, you sometimes want to change other people. You want to make them see themselves through your eyes. Now, not to say that I'm perfect, because I'm not perfect by a long shot. That's just bullshit. You know, I have my demons. I have things that I need to do that are better, and I need to focus on me and focus on changing what I need to change. But I can see people that I feel that can do a little changing, can do a little New Year's resolution and keep to it. You know, the thing is, I think each of us need to do one thing to change. Because when you put a lot on your plate, and especially if it's major things, I know smoking, I've used to smoke cigars, and that was years ago. And I stopped smoking cigars basically almost overnight. My husband is a cigar and cigarette smoker, and it's extremely hard for him to stop. And even though he's, you know, his intentions are good, he wants to do it, you know, he's made a decision on it, he really, really wants to stop. Once he gets frustrated, the first thing he does is grab a cig. That's his first thing, you know, because out of his frustration, if he didn't grab that cigarette, he would be going dead off on a lot of people. And at this point, I'd rather for him to just release himself and just go ahead and go off if he needs to than to pick up that cig. But which is the lesser evil, you know, smoking the cigarette or really, you know, severing ties with people that you care about? Here recently, he made a major decision because he was getting frustrated. He noticed that because of, you know, where he was in Second Life, I'll just say in Second Life, he honestly was smoking more. And I noticed it. He would get extremely frustrated about little shit, and then he would just start smoking more. And, of course, some of you may say, well, why would he even do that in Second Life? Because we all do it. We, as much as we all say that Second Life does not affect us, that is such bullshit, because we all know Second Life does affect us. It does affect you. It does, especially if you're human and there are people that you know and you care about, then of course Second Life is going to affect you. Even though a lot of us say, and I said it, I'm going to stop being on Second Life. I'm just going to start being with the real world more. That was one of my resolutions. God, what was that? 2 years ago? I swore and be damned that I was going to stop being on Second Life, you know, as much as I am now. I swore it. You know, I'm just not going to do it as much as it's just not. But the fact of the matter is, now I have some beautiful children. You know, I have family members, my parents, my siblings, so friends. You know, it's not easy now to sit there and go, oh, I'm going to be on Second Life a little bit less than what I was before, because now there are people that are on Second Life that I love and care about. So of course, I'm going to make more of an effort to be on more so. Which before I'd have been like, eh, you know, I need to be on here less. But that was one of my New Year's resolutions last year. And of course, it didn't happen that way. It really didn't. I took a little bit of a break, but it wasn't as less time as I thought. Anyway, I'm going to get off here for a second. I need to take a quick break. I need some Wawa. You know what that is like. Wawa means water. Yeah, I think most of you do. Okay, so give me about two. I'll be back in two and two. It is me, Zasha Galicia's me. It is 9:15 if you are on the West Coast. It's 11:16. Yeah, 1 minute just passed, or a couple seconds just passed. If you are in the Southern, and if you are in places like New York, New Jersey, it is 12:16. So it is now the 9th. So when I say the 8th, and you look and go, wait a minute, sugar, I know what I'm talking about, because where I am, it is still the 8th. If you just tuned in, logged in, listening, we are talking about New Year's resolutions. Topic is new year, new me, bullshit. And I was talking about my friend, and somebody actually, I am, and said, you know, you said something about your friend, but you never finished it. Well, anyway, her thing was that she was going to do a major change. I don't even want to go into what the change is, even though you don't know who I'm talking about. It's still a little bit on the personal side, but so I'll just say this much. She was going to make a major change. And as soon as she said it, my whole idea, I did the eye roll. And I couldn't help it. This is a real-life friend. I couldn't help it because I already said to myself that, yeah, okay, you know, haven't I heard this before? But, you know, I went on and pretended that, you know, yeah, I think you're going to do it this time. You know, oh, I'm going to. I'm like, okay, you know what? That's good. You know, if you need anything, I'm here for you, you know, because I'm just that type of friend. I'm here for you if you need anything. So we're sitting, and she's like, yeah, this is the decision I'm going to make. And I'm thinking, listening to her, I'm thinking, well, you know what? She sounds more positive than she's ever sounded before. So maybe, just maybe, she really is serious. You know, maybe this time she's going to make this, you know, this decision, and she's going to stick to it. And I was thinking to myself, you know what? This might be really good for her, because now she sees things after years and years and years and years and years and years. Maybe now she sees things, you know, to the point where this is her resolution, even though I'm thinking to myself, why are you waiting to January the 1st, 2016 to make this decision? Because this decision should have been made January the 1st, 2010. You know, you're freaking, you know, 6 years short. And honestly, that's how my mind was thinking. But I'm thinking, you know what, be a friend, be supportive. This is what, you know, she said she's going to do. Okay, so she did. You know, she went to the motions of doing it and did. Well, I'll just say this, because like I said, you don't know her. She was leaving her guy. Total idiot. You know, not abusive as far as physical, but the one with the mouth and, you know, trying to tell you what to do, that kind. The one that you, if you were me, you'd be like, somebody would be finding them, that kind. So she made the decision. She packed up her shit, went to her mom's house. I'm thinking, okay, really? She really is, you know, she even called me on the phone New Year's morning, like about 12:30, you know, Happy New Year. I'm, you know, feeling good with some of the girls. Wish you would have went out. Know your new, you know, new wife. So, you know, so we went through all that. So the third, same thing. She was still with her mom. We were talking about possibly finding an apartment, because I was telling her, you know, that would be great. You know, if you could find a place, you say, yeah, I'm going to do that. Come this week, which would have been this week. You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and get my place. And I'm really happy. And I was thinking to myself, wow, because she's never done this before. So I'm thinking, wow, new year, new me. Let me applaud this girl for her, you know, for her actually doing something that she said she was going to do. You know, wow, I wish that was me. You know, wish I could say that and did it. So, on the 6th of this month, I get a call from her, and she proceeds to tell me that he called me, and I just decided that I was going to go back, and I'm thinking to myself, what the fucking fuck? Here we go again. Each year, she does this. New me, new year, I'm done. And what? This is the first time she's actually ever packed her shit and moved out for what? 6 days? But I guess, hey, let's applaud her for the effort of trying to do it. You know, what I'm trying to get at, and I'm sure when she hears this, she's rolling her eyes and cuss. I'm surprised I haven't gotten a phone call from her or her hitting me up on Facebook. But the truth of the matter is nobody knows who she is, so what difference does it make? But and I don't even blame her. I really don't. Because like I said before, I can't blame her because I'm the same way. Not with, you know, a verbally abusive person, because I've been blessed, you know, to have a man who basically he and I laugh and joke and whatever. But I know there's things that I need to change and need to move on from. First of all, you know, I need to take care of my health more. I need to honestly start checking my sugar more. I need to honestly start focusing more on my health. And the bad part about it all this is that I am like the cheerleader for everyone else, telling people, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this, you need to do that. You know, if you need anything, I'm the first one who will tell a person or give them advice. And my advice is good advice. I just don't take it. But I have very, very, very good advice. Just ask my friends. They'll tell you. I have good advice. I just don't take it. So my New Year's resolution I was going to start taking care of myself, and I was going to start taking my own advice. I was going to honestly start and make the effort of doing everything that I'm telling everybody else to do. Because, as you all know, I'm a diabetic, and that is one of the things that is my biggest challenge. And I said coming in 2016, you know, I was going to take it and run with it and do what I needed to do and focus on me for a change, focus on my health, you know, make sure that instead of me waiting for the husband to do, you know, do my sticks, I was going to start doing my sticks. I was going to start giving myself insulin. I was going to start eating at a proper time, going to bed at a proper time, you know, making dinner that had better choices. And that was my whole thing. Honestly, that was on my mind to do. It really, really was. Until that morning on January the 1st, 2016, everything just changed. You know, everything I said I wasn't going to do, I just repeated it. The cycle just kept going and going and going. Point I'm trying to make is that no matter who you are, the new year, new me is bullshit, and you know it is. You know, the only thing you can do is make an effort to try to change. You know, don't beat yourself up when you can't. But the thing is that don't lie to yourself either. Don't tell yourself that you're going to do something when you know deep down in your heart you want to, but you know you can't pull that up. You know you can't really, really do it. You can't really manifest. You can't really make it, you know, make it where you want it and make it how you want it. It's just the truth. We're human. You know, it's hard to break a habit. Any habit you have, it is hard to break it. Any habit. Smoking, eating, not exercising, not trying to continue your education, leaving a person, the list goes on and on and on because it's just a habit that you have. And being a creature of habit, it's hard to let go of something that sometimes comforts you, that sometimes make you feel better about yourself, that sometimes you feel defines who you are. So it's hard to change all that. And before you beat yourself up, going into this year, once you pick up that extra piece of cake, once you take that smoke again, once you take that drink, once you look at this MF that's in the bed that you just won't leave, once you piss somebody else off, once you lose another friend because you're such a fucking dick or you're such a fucking bitch, once you do that, just realize that it's part of your makeup. It's part of who you are. And in order to change, in order to honestly make a resolution successful, you have to want it. You have to deep down inside want it and go forward with it. I'm not going to lie to myself and tell myself I'm going to do anything else. I'm just going to let it happen, make it happen. But as far as lying to myself about a New Year's resolution, there's no point in that anymore because I've already broke it. And I'll just be going into 2017 saying the same thing I did 2016. So the only thing I can do is make an effort for it and try to change. That's all any of us can do. And I'll be damned if I keep beating myself up because I can't go forward. Anyway, I've only got 4 more minutes left. Can you believe it? It's only 4 more minutes. And I wanted to tell you guys something. And here I go again with not doing that whole hour. That whole hour. But anyway, I'm going to start doing my shows. I think I'm going to change it from Fridays to Mondays. And I bet you guys are going to hear. That was another resolution I was going to make. I was going to start making an effort to do my blog talk shows. But look, at least I did it. I was laying down comfortable. And I'm thinking, you know what? No. This is one thing I'm going to do. Let me get my ass up and go ahead and do this show. I won't do an hour, though. I won't do an hour, but I will do, you know, I will do 30 minutes. Because the fact of the matter, I didn't want to do an hour. I didn't want to talk to you guys for an hour. I just didn't want to. You know, I've got other things to do, like Sims LP. No, but seriously, because honestly, you know, I knew that what I wanted to talk about was going to take a whole hour. But then I forgot there was something that I wanted to discuss with you guys about a friend of mine, JB, Jennifer Baptista. I'm going to talk about this probably Monday on my show. She said that she had heard about somebody faking their own real-life death to start over in Second Life. If any of you know about this, hit up my damn page and tell me if you know. I don't need to know anybody's name. I don't want to get that far in depth with anybody's personal business. But if you guys know anything about it, please tell me. You know, let me know. I want to get a little bit of knowledge of it. So when I go on Monday, I'm not just talking out of the side of my ass, but I don't want to know anybody's name. Details, yeah. Names, no. I don't even want to know anybody's name. But, yeah, that I thought was really just way over the top. It's like, but we'll talk about that Monday because I'm sure that that's a good subject you guys really want to talk about. Anyway, as always, you could be anywhere that you would like to be, but you're here spending time with me. If you're listening to it later, I appreciate you listening to it later. Ah, God, it feels good to be back up here. It really, 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 really does. Hopefully Tuesday, if not this coming Tuesday, then the following Tuesday, which would be the 12th? No, the 19th. Either the 12th or the 19th, I'll have my first show on the grid. I know. Here I am pushing it back again. But there's so much happening in real life and everything that I don't want to say and make a promise of something I'm not going to do. I've got good shows scheduled for you. 2 new great, great, great team members that you guys are going to love. Anyway, so as always, thanks again for listening. I'm going to put on a song. You guys are going to be like rolling your eyes, but it's because that's how I feel right now. Love you all. As always, sugar kisses. Night-night.